Simon Bridges is in for a Corridor, the largest trade delegation ever to visit India, departs this week. 50 business reps will leave, bound for Delhi. The delegation comes at a time of renewed focus on our country's trade and investment relationship with the world's most populous country. Simon now heads the Auckland Business Chamber, where he is the CEO. Great to have you on the show again, Simon. Tēnā koe.
Hey, kia ora. How good to talk to you.
And a more relaxed Simon Bridges. How's life outside of that big house, mate? How are you enjoying what you're doing?
Oh, look, it's good. I watch the fun and games with interest, but without as much concern as I once did. So it's, so I don't know if anyone's told you, it's an election year. So it's interesting to watch all of that.
Yes, well, you know all the tricks and turns of an election year, don't you? It's going to be an interesting outcome. Look, India's always loomed large as a potential market for New Zealand business, and from a Māori perspective, we know that it's somewhat untapped territory. A big delegation that you're involved in, tell us more about it. Who's heading to Delhi?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, Dale, I think you make really the most important point, which is India, for a long time, people have talked about it, right? And this is globally, the potential of India. You know, it's the potential. Actually, though, I think what the world has woken up to is it's much more than that now. Finally, if you can put it this way, I want to put it this way, it's time's come, right? In a very uncertain world, a lot of problems, geopolitics, all that stuff, it's got growth of 6% plus and will have for the foreseeable future. It's got a massive, the biggest population in the world, 1.4 billion, I think. And it's the youngest population. I was just reading before this interview, half of its population is under 25. So similarities there with Māori in New Zealand, actually, which, you know, much younger than the general population of New Zealand. And they're educated, they're skilled, and they're savvy. So we sort of have, I think, some New Zealanders an outdated view of India, but there's much more going on. Just to your other point, yeah, look, we're saying it's the largest. We're not aware of anything bigger than this, about 50 businesses, the biggest businesses, the Fonterras, the Zespris, Silverburn Farms, but actually many more than that, a lot of SMEs as well in a raft of sectors. Quite a lot of the Indian diaspora coming as well, you know, Indian New Zealand business, which is important. And as you may or may not know, you know, when we think about Indian New Zealanders, that's 5% of our population. So it's a significant part of what we're about as a country these days. And I think actually the other thing, just on the largest point, is that with these five business associations going, New Zealand's biggest, really, obviously ours, the Chamber of Auckland Chamber, but also the likes of the EMA, Export New Zealand, and others. And so, you know, that means that it really is a delegation with heft.
Tēnā koe, there's a lot of potential here, obviously, with 5%, as you say, of our population now, of Indian whakapapa lines. And, of course, we've got Mindians, plenty of them, a mix between Māori and Indians as well, Simon. Last time a huge delegation left Aotearoa to China with Hipkins, they took over Te Whanau Apanui, which is our premier Kapahaka Lōpū, and this cultural side of the delegation went down well. Any similar approaches for this delegation, Simon?
Yeah, the reality of this one, Dale, is it's a private sector, really, led trip. I mean, it's a funny one. We actually got asked a little bit by media around some of this. And, you know, an election year and so on, you know, is the right time and so on. But we kind of thought, no, look, actually, we should be building the momentum in a medium to long-term way, in a medium long-term relationship. So it hasn't got really a whole lot of government. That said, the High Commissioner and High Commissioner in India has been fantastic. You know, I think it's been confirmed the Trade Minister, Damien O'Connor, is coming. So all those things really help. My point really there was, you know, we're not flying over a whole lot of extras, but not, you know, say it's extra, but a whole lot of others that aren't sort of, you know, going for their own business purposes. I wish we sort of could, if you like. You know, there'll be the likes of me and others there who I'm sure do whakapapa, in terms of iwi and hapu and the like, but, you know, no formal kind of part of the program that government or, you know, indeed iwi have led. I think the other thing I would just say when we're talking about all of this is, it's really interesting when you think about the Indian way of doing business and trade, right? And the Holy Grail, you know, is a comprehensive free trade agreement, but, you know, that's very difficult in an Indian context. We're certainly not coming back with one. I don't think anyone will be anytime soon, but a lot can be achieved in its absence. But if you think about India and how it does business, it is very similar to Māori and iwi. It's relationships first. It's deepening the relationship before one gets transactional, if I can put it that way, or does the deal, and it is very medium to long term. I mean, I think you know better than me, that's true when it comes to Māori. I think that's true generally speaking in Asia, and certainly in India, that's what we're finding.
Tēnā koe. When does the delegation leave, and are there any Māori businesses coming along with it, Simon?
The delegation leaves on Saturday, I think, formally. That's certainly when I go. I think a few will go up before. I think a few will go after. I believe in terms of those bigger firms, you know, there will be some iwi and whakapapa representation. And so, you know, that is part of it. As I say, though, I think the reality is it's not a formal part of it the way it was with China. You know, I think we're really, if you want to think of it this way, we're leading the charge. We are trying to build momentum. But what will happen and what will, I think, require formal iwi representation is pretty soon after this one. I think it's a safe bet to say whoever is the Prime Minister, coming back to that election year point, there will be another delegation. I think probably even a more substantive one, a more formal one, and that's when you'd expect to see some of that.